Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is The Truth About Sales, and I am your illustrious host, Joel Rico. We're moving into the realm of suggestion today. So for the first several weeks here, you know, we started by doing some questioning, getting to know the client a little better, discovering their need, doing a little self-reflection to see, you know, what's going on with us, get our own stuff out of the way. We did a little assumption. Now that we've kind of moved through some of the setup, now we're getting to the place of suggestion. So what do I mean when I say suggestion? In its most basic version, suggestion is the structure of us bringing an idea to the table, right? How do you feel about this? What if we tried that? Suggestion is bringing new material into the conversation. Have you considered this? You know, do it this way and see what happens. So suggestion is the idea of adding our idea, our concept into the discussion. So we've not done that yet. Where we've been so far is only eliciting from the customer. So what's important about that to you? And what would that do for you? And how is that for you? And when would you like to start, right? Everything we've done so far has been eliciting from. Now we're going to turn the tables by suggesting to. So before we do that, let's do a little check-in as usual and see, you know, what did you get so far? By the way, welcome back. Happy holidays. I hope you had an awesome holiday. I hope you had a great New Year. I hope you ate way too much food and got to, you know, have a good time and be with your family and celebrate however it is that you celebrate. So any ahas, any breakthroughs, any questions, any anything from our last call or calls? What ahas or breakthroughs have you had from the rapport game? Yes.
Joel, this is Harry Gibbs in Central Texas. I just want to say this. It's been two
Please.
Weeks since we were last together. It's the fourth
yep.
day of January 2017, and it's a chilly 37 here in Central Texas. Mm-hmm. Naturally, you will feel warm, comfortable, and confident when you listen to me about the great importance of having a experienced commercial broker to help you through the maze of complexities involved in commercial investment transactions. Does that sound about right? Great. Let's get started this afternoon.
Awesome. So for those of you that are new, for those of you that have never trained with me before, you just got a little bit of a taste of a tool and a technique that we're going to learn in a couple of weeks from now. So he's been here before. So that was a little bit of a pacing and leading example that we're going to get to in a week or two. So bravo.
Sorry
bravo.
About getting ahead
it.
Of that. All right.
That's okay.
No problem.
No, I love it. I love it when you're ahead a little bit. And I think too, so while you're here, speaking about being ahead a little bit, I just wondered if you'd share really quickly with all the people on this line. You've already been in this class before. You've already heard all the stuff that I'm saying. So why did you come back and do it again?
Joel, I think several reasons. First of all, what we're learning here today is like learning a foreign language. And you
yep.
can take a language class once, you can have a little experience, but if you don't take it over and over and really immerse yourself and connect with other folks that are doing the same thing and have some of the same goals, then it's harder to learn and harder to internalize to where you feel comfortable and confident in making the scripts your own where they're natural and not just scripted out. So I think that's
yep.
Really the benefits that
I'm going to say making the conversation your own instead of memorizing a script would be more accurate.
Yes.
Right. And I think for everybody else listening, I think what Harry is talking about is the word fluency. Right. My goal here is to be fluent in the truth about sales, to be fluent in my ability to host and facilitate a conversation such that the normal, predictable, reliable outcome is the client saying, great, where do I sign?
Absolutely.
Right? That's an exercise in fluency. So how, you know, how high can we drive your close ratio? In my world, I would like your, I'd like you to close 4 out of 5 people that you talk to should say, great, where do I sign? So
yep.
Awesome, Harry. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Joe?
Okay.
Yep. Yes.
Joe? I'm sorry, housekeeping. I'm getting very choppy voice. Is anyone else getting choppy voice? Because I'm having trouble understanding what people are saying.
Is it choppy? Is my voice choppy or was Harry's voice
your
choppy?
Your voice is choppy.
Okay. Anybody else want to pipe in? And am I choppy for you or is that just his line?
Just his line.
Just your line.
All right, I'm going to
so
dial back in. I'm going to dial,
yeah,
I'm going to dial back
in.
Maybe
in.
I got a bad line. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Awesome, thanks. Anybody else? Anything you'd like to share? Any questions? Here's the big one for me, is any breakthroughs that you'd like to share about playing the rapport game? So I've said this many, many times. I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over and over again. It really doesn't make any difference how well you master these tools and these techniques if you don't first master the ability to generate rapport with people. Because in the presence of rapport, anything is possible. In the absence of rapport, nothing is going to happen. So it's why we open up every call with playing the rapport game. How do we get in rapport quicker? How do we generate rapport more deeply? How do we structure this? What other facets of rapport can we look at? On what other elements can we study to align with our clients? The more quickly and the more deeply we can generate rapport, the easier everything else is. Remember, the definition of rapport is a state of being characterized by trust and responsiveness. This is everything. So in the presence of rapport, oh my gosh, these tools are unbelievable. In the absence of rapport, doesn't really matter what you say. Not much is going to work. All right, so before we jump into some more stuff, new stuff, questions, comments, breakthroughs, rapport examples. You tried one of the exercises and it went really well. You tried one of the exercises and it went really horrible. Anything? No? Going once? Going twice? All right. Let's jump in and do some new stuff. So today, we are going to take on what I like to call intentional language. So way, way back when, 2006 maybe, 10 years ago, when I first started teaching this curriculum, I was teaching this curriculum under a company name called Speak Your Intention. So intentional language, one of the things that shifts the listening of our message is, are we talking about that which we want, or are we talking about that which we don't want? So how intentional are you being? Are you getting to the point? Are you speaking confidently about what you want, or are you complaining about what you don't want? Right? There's a very powerful element in here about intentionality and in which direction are we creating. It's my belief that language itself is a tool of creation. Most people don't feel this way. Most people think that language is a tool for description. That's a blue car. I'm hungry. Today's a Wednesday. Right? Most people use the tools of language to describe what they see. And while it can be used that way, the bigger, more powerful aspect of language is that language actually creates the environment that we're in. Think about this. Everything in your life began with a thought, and then it turned into a conversation, and eventually the things that you spoke about the most eventually manifested into the reality of your life. right? If you want a new car, you start saying, I think I need a new car. You know what? I need a new car. Maybe this car, maybe that car, maybe a truck, maybe a blue one, maybe this one. I really like this one. And you keep talking about it and studying and read the reports and go test drive a few. And before you know it, you have a new car. So sure, we can use the sound car to describe that thing parked in your driveway. Yes, it does work that way. However, I like to view it as because we spoke about it and talked about it and described it, the more we speak about it, the more it's in our consciousness. And the more it's in our consciousness, the more it's in our field, it eventually shows up in our reality. So this is, this is really my intention when I say, speak intentionally. Are you speaking about what you want? Or are you speaking about what you don't want? So, yes. I heard a question, I think. No? No, not a question? All right. So I'd also like to give you a little snippet here on, hang on a second. I can hear somebody that is unmuted. So if you're unmuted and coughing and sneezing and whatever, would you please manage that? Because if I mute you, then you can't ask questions. That's kind of lame. So let's also study just for a moment the difference between our conscious mind and our subconscious mind. So we have a couple of different layers of mind. We've all heard the saying that, we only use 10% of our mind. Not true. You use the whole brain. The division there is that we only have conscious control of about 10%. So 10%-ish, 10% of your mind, of your brain, is your conscious mind. Now, that's the piece that has you say, what do I want for dinner today? What color car should I buy? Wow, I'm hungry. I'm tired. Wow, she's cute. The conversations that you have, hi, I'm Joel. Nice to meet you. I teach the truth about sales. So the conscious part of you is the 10%. So what does the 90% do? Well, the 90% is the subconscious piece. It's the part of the iceberg that's below the surface. That's the piece of the mind that does things like beat your heart and heal your wounds and balance your blood sugar. And, just tell your body how many white blood cells to make and how many red blood cells to make and which enzymes should I secrete to break down the food that you just ate. It's the one that auto-balances you when you walk. So this is the bigger part of you that's all happening in the background. It's also the part of you that that processes beneath our cognitive thought. So you might not catch this, but you can, when you walk down the street, you're just thinking about what you're thinking about, or you're talking on the phone, or you're talking to whoever you're walking next to, and you're just, okay, whatever, we're walking down the street, and we're talking about how much we're learning in the truth about sales, right? We're just having this conversation. That's the conscious part. The subconscious part is your subconscious mind is recording all of your sensory acuity. So what that means is that your eyes are registering every crack in the sidewalk, every shift of color, every patch of dry or wet or puddle. Your ears are picking up open doors and closed doors and birds chirping and all those little micro nuances, tens of thousands of those, your subconscious mind is picking those up. Subconscious mind can process, I think the number was 7 billion bits of information a minute, I think. Right? That's a huge number. And so there's so much processing going on below the surface, yet we're just having this conscious conversation up here. So one of the things that we're going to do today, in fact, the main thing that we're going to do today, is we're going to learn a style of communicating, of speaking intentionally, that literally bypasses the conscious filter. And we're going to learn today how to speak directly into the subconscious of another. right? Now, the subconscious is the piece that's, it's the you below the you. It's the thing where you say, well, of course I like ice cream, and of course I don't like Brussels sprouts. It's just how it is. That's just me. That's my decision. That's how I think. It's how I feel. Of course I want to see good things happen in the world, and I don't want good people to get hurt. Of course I'm not voting for killing and war. That's me. That's how I think. It's how I feel. It's who I am. Those are all generated from the subconscious. So you don't have to think about those. You don't have to think, well, how do I feel about this? Right? Those are the deeper piece of you. So we're going to learn today how to speak directly into that piece. what else? What does it mean? So I just did the 10% piece. So what does it mean that the subconscious mind doesn't understand or process negation? That's question number 2 in your handout. So it means that your subconscious mind only understands the absolute value, and the subconscious mind does not process negatives. For example, if I say, whatever you do, do not think of a blue camel. Do not. Whatever you do, don't think of a blue camel right now. So what happens to you? Well, you must think of the absolute value. You must think of a blue camel in order to move it off to the side. And so the subconscious mind doesn't really understand the process of negation. It says, oh, blue camel, put it over in that other column. But you can't say, don't think of this. Think of this. This, what's this? Right? The subconscious mind attaches to the object. And negation is a conscious framework. So the subconscious mind doesn't get that. This is why I say, speak your intention. Speak about the object that you do want. So, for example, when we're, say, in a sales conversation, I want to speak about the client getting what they want. I want to speak about a positive outcome. I want to speak about the client signing the contract. I want to speak about things moving smoothly, things going according to plan. I don't really want to speak about the problems. If the client brings up a problem, I want to speak about the solutions because I want the subconscious to be attached to the object. So this is really the goal. Number 3, it says, how significant is it to simply be positive? Well, you know, the more that we attach ourselves to the positive object, the more we're in the conversation of what we want. The more you're in the conversation of what you want, the more it dominates our language. It eventually dominates our reality. And the more you say silly things like, you know, buyers are liars and this is the way people are and everybody gets screwed, the more you speak like that, the more those things dominate your conversation, they start leaking out into your relationships, they eventually start to manifest in our reality. So we have 2 major goals today. The first one of these major goals is to speak in the affirmative. Not necessarily in the affirmative, but to speak in harmony with the intention. So, let's see. How do I speak not in the affirmative yet still in the intention? I might say, like, you know, we don't want to make a mistake. Now, granted, I said mistake. My intention is to move forward. So I want to say things like, you know, let's do the right thing. Let's do what makes sense for you. So, consider also in a positive frame. So we're going to talk just for a moment about a frame. So instead of saying, I don't want it to rain, I say that now, I'm 2 or 3 days into a 8 or 9 day rainstorm. So instead of saying something like, you know, I don't want it to rain, I hope it doesn't rain today, gee, I hope it doesn't rain, I'm still talking about rain. We could say, you know, I prefer it to be sunny. So this might be a little California woo-woo for some of you, but can you feel the difference? Just in the way these sound, can you feel the difference? How does it feel to you to say, I don't want it to rain. I hate it when it rains. I don't like it when it rains. Can you feel the energy of, I don't like it when it rains? Versus, can you feel the energy of, you know, I prefer it to be sunny. I like the sun. I prefer a warm, sunny day. Can you feel the energy difference in those two? And then what if we take it one step further? Can you feel the energy difference in saying, between I don't want it to rain and I prefer sunny days. I like it when it's warm and sunny. And then one step further, can you feel the energy difference in, wow, the clouds are starting to part right now. I can feel the skies opening up now. The sun is on the way. As we take steps towards the affirmative, the energy shifts of our conversation. So consider that there's an interesting margin here in something like truth. You can say, you know, I don't feel very good. I'm kind of under the weather. You know, I'm kind of sick right now. Sure, and the more you talk about that, the more sickness surrounds you. Or you can say it in another frame that's simultaneously true. You can say, wow, you hear that? That's my body getting rid of that crap I don't want. Boy, every time I clear my throat, I'm getting a little bit better. Boy, my body knows what to do to heal itself. And even now, as I'm vomiting up my breakfast, it's really I'm getting rid of all that illness. You feel the difference in speaking intentionally about what we want. So this is really the key. Now, we'll get to the part in a minute on how to deliver this directly into the subconscious. Yet, what if we could do this directly for our clients? What if we could give our clients a suggestion? What if we could give them a suggestion that would land, that would work? What kind of a suggestion would we want to deliver to our clients? Now remember, the suggestions that we're giving our clients are suggestions only that are in harmony with the client's goal. Right? Now this is called insight when we move, bless you. So whoever just sneezed, you're unmuted. So when we attempt to move our clients towards what they want, that's called influence. And when we attempt to move our clients towards what we want, that's called manipulation. So I don't want to manipulate anybody. I want to influence them towards what they want. And when I influence them towards what they want, they say yes, and contracts get signed, and there's few or no objections. That's really the goal. So if you're going to influence somebody towards what they want, and you could deliver so the process we're using today is called an embedded command, and the embedding part we'll get to in just a moment. But the command part is really the suggestion. So if you could deliver a suggestion directly into the subconscious of another, what would that suggestion be? Well, there's a big list of them in your handout on, I don't know, page 3 or 4, I think. And forget the embedded part for a moment. Just look at this list of commands. These commands are things like, take my advice, sign the contract, call the house cleaner, paint the kitchen, invest in real estate, list with me, clean your room, drink more water, be nice to your sister, make a decision tonight, whatever. Okay, so this is really, really important. What's in the structure? What do all these commands have in common? Well, they all have, right under that list is a little fill in the blanks for you. This is really super, super important. They all, number one, they all stand alone. Notice, I don't have to say anything else. They stand alone, sign the contract. They don't need any supporting anything. Call the stager. Empty the rain gutters. Clean the cat box. Make the house available. Reduce the price. Bring your checkbook. Call the lender. Right? They totally stand alone. They need no support. This is key. They must be independent, autonomous. They must be able to stand on their own legs. What other characteristics do these have? Well, they're all present tense, right now. Number three, they're all an affirmative call to action. When in doubt, give them the drill sergeant test. Right? So for me, the drill sergeant says, you know, stand in line, drop and give me 20, go to your barracks, do it now, get in line, straighten up that line. So notice these are all short little affirmative directives. All right, number four, they're short. 3-4 words, 5 words maybe, 2 words, short. And then the last characteristic about the command itself is always delivered with a tonality of authority. Notice I'm saying, sign the contract. I'm not saying, sign the contract. So this is an upswing versus a downswing. An upswing is what happens to your voice very naturally at the end of a question. So would you like to sign, would you like to list the house with me? What is that? I'm saying list the house with me question. And what is, by definition, what is a question? A question, and that upswing, is the mark of uncertainty. Uncertainty. So do I want to say, you know, hire me today? Uncertainty. Or is it more compelling to say, would you be willing to hire me today so we can get this taken care of for you? So notice in the downswing, I'm exuding the sound of confidence, of certainty, directive, authority, versus the upswing is uncertainty. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people record their sales presentations, and as I'm listening to them, they'll say things like, so would you like to get started today? Versus, great, should we get started today? Notice that is a question. Should we get started today? It is a question, yet it's not a question of uncertainty. It's like when you say to your kids, you're going to clean your room, right? It's a question. So what do you think? Should you clean your room today? Notice I'm not saying, are you going to clean your room? So these are the characteristics. That's the structure of the command itself. All right, any questions? It feels like I've been blabbing on too long without questions. Any questions about that so far? That's the setup, affirmative nature. That's the structure of the command itself. It has to be standalone, present tense, an affirmative call to action, really, really short, and delivered in a downswing. Any questions at all about the command?
Joel, I got a question.
Please.
What's the top, what's the max amount of words you really want that command to be?
I don't know that there's really a hard and fast rule. I usually say, you know, 4 or 5 maybe. The question is, for me, the question is just how does it sound? You'll see in just a moment when we start delivering these, on if it gets too long, it starts to lose its power. So really, the shorter they are, the stronger they are. So listen to the difference between I can say something like, decide quickly if this is going to work for you, versus, you know, make a decision today or next week to see, right? It's already sucked out some of its power. So 2 or 3 words is optimal. Now you get, you know, 4 or 5, it starts to lose a little horsepower. So as short as possible.
Shorter the better. Got it.
Yeah, shorter the better. Yeah, great question. So that's the command. Now here's the embedded part. The embedded part is a delivery mechanism. And the delivery mechanism is the tool that helps the command to bypass the conscious filter, to get past what's known as the critical faculty, and to be delivered directly into the subconscious of the listener. And so that structure sounds like this. The structure is blah, 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 right? Just whatever, having a conversation, talking to your client, talking to your prospect, in rapport with your prospect, fast, slow, loud, quiet, cussing, not cussing, whatever, blah, 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 talking to your client. Pause. Embedded command with a downswing. And then another pause. And then blah, 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 back in rapport, finish the sentence with your client. Now remember, the whole sentence is in rapport with the client. And the embedded command, which is blah, 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 pause, embedded command, pause, blah, 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 finish the sentence. The embedded command is going to be delivered like with a sledgehammer, strong, confident, downswing. And you might deliver the embedded command louder, and you might deliver it softer. So I want to change the command itself so it's different from the rest of the sentence. Why? Because that's how the subconscious picks up these filters. You might not realize this, but when you're watching a movie, for example, your conscious mind is following the story. Yet your subconscious mind is picking up all these little details. Oh, there's a fly on the screen. Oh, there's that little... there used to be, that little changeover light in the corner that tells you at the movie theater when it's time to put on the next reel. All these little micro things, your subconscious mind picks those up. So we're going to make the command a little different so it's absorbed directly into the subconscious. The key to this technique is in your delivery. The way in which you speak these, the way in which you say these is the key. And because the key to this technique is in the audible delivery, this is the one tool in the entire Truth About Sales that doesn't translate perfectly into things like email. You'll see why in just a moment. All right, let's do a couple of these examples. I want you to hear them in action. So remember, always start with your intention. The command itself is going to reflect your intention. I like to start with, well, what do I want? What do I want them to do? Where are we headed? What does the client need to do in order to move towards their goal? Right? This will dictate which command I choose. In fact, I start with the command and build the sentence around it. Right? What do I want? Okay, I want them to reduce the price. Okay, great. I need a sentence with reduce the price in the middle of the sentence. Right? Build the sentence around what you want. So this first example is for lead generating. Right, lead generating, what is your number one job in lead generating? Set the appointment. Right, lead generating, your number one job is not sign the contract, get a price reduction. Right, your number one job is get an appointment. So listen to this. So you could say something on the phone as you're lead generating, something like, please feel free to invite me over and we'll figure out how much your house is worth and what kind of net profit we can put in your pocket. So notice the whole sentence is in rapport with the client, engaging, enrolling the client. And then right in the middle, invite me over with a heavy, strong, confident downswing. Pause before, command with a downswing, pause after, repeat the sentence. My strongest recommendation is when you practice these, while you're writing out your home play exercises. By the way, watch all the kung fu movies you want. You don't turn into a ninja until you do the work. So as you're writing out these home play sentences that you're doing hopefully every morning, write the commands in all caps just like this. Why? Because it trains us to deliver them heavy, strong. This is a directive. All right, example number two says, so, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, if you're willing to adjust the price, we'll get a whole new wave of interested buyers. And that's what we want, right? More interested buyers. So notice right in the middle of all that, please, you know, if you're willing to, pause, adjust the price, pause, then all this great stuff is going to happen. So the key to this technique is blah, 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 pause, embedded command, clause, blah, 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 finish the sentence. All right, two more really quick, and then I want you guys to create some because I want to hear you say them. The key is your delivery. So example number three is no kidding. This is me getting out of speeding tickets. Right? I get pulled over, and I say something like, I know you're just a beat cop. I'm curious. Do you have the authority to simply give me a warning instead of a speeding ticket? I mean, do you have that kind of clout? A little reverse psychology in there. And what am I doing? I'm delivering a suggestion directly into the subconscious to give me a warning. Right? This is the goal. So the goal here is that inside the subconscious of the officer, he's going to have the suggestion, give a warning. And it's going to show up as if it's his idea or possibly her idea. All right, next one says, since oil is finite, making the switch to green energy is inevitable. I mean, we're going to have to do it at some point. We may as well start now. Right? So in the middle of this conversation, I'm delivering a suggestion. Switch to green energy. Because it is inevitable. And then this last example is self-talk. Me talking to myself, you talking to yourself. When I lead generate, I always feel better about myself and my business. Right? That these tools work for us as well. All right, so because the delivery is so significant and so important here, I request that all of you right now please write a sentence with an embedded command. Start with the command itself, right? So whatever is important and significant for you, if the most important thing in your world today is you need to book some appointments, then write some sentences where the embedded command is, set an appointment. Book a time with me. Invite me over. Come to my office. Right? Something like that. Then build some sentence around it that feels conversational and appropriate for whatever conversation you're in. And then I'd like to hear a few of those. And there's two things I'm going to listen for. I want to listen to make sure that your command is standalone. One tip I'll give you is do not use the ing form of the verb, like signing the contract. Why? Because it doesn't stand alone. Sign the contract stands alone. Signing the contract is something that we're doing, and I can't say signing the contract. I have to say, well, right now we're signing the contract because we want to get it on the market tonight. It needs all of that if I use the ing form. Yet if we just say, sign the contract, it's independent, it's autonomous. And the reason why it has to be autonomous is because I want the subconscious to listen to it and hear it as an independent message. All right, so please write one. And then I'd like to hear a few of those. And the most fun part about this week, about this call, is hearing your delivery, because this is really, really key. Okay, who has one? Let's hear a couple of these.
Yes, Joel, Harry here.
Hey, Harry. Makes me feel good when everybody, Jones. I know everybody's on the same page. All right, lay it on us, Harry.
Yes, Mr. Jones, there's no better time like the start of a new year to hire me so we can sell your property ASAP.
Okay, very good. Bigger pause after two, right? So what I heard was there's no better time to hire me. So I heard there's no better time to hire me. Start of the new year. Instead, bigger pause after two. There's no better time to hire me, like the start of a new year. Okay, try that one more time. Much, much bigger pause before.
Okay, Mr. Jones, there's no better time like the start of a new year to hire me so we can sell your property as soon as possible.
Very good. Much, much better. All right, one more level of feedback and coaching. I heard it was very subtle. I heard a little bit of pitch in the middle. So what I heard was a little, hire me, instead of hire me.
Gotcha.
Okay, so can I hear just the command, hire me?
Hire me.
Better.
Hire me.
Better. And then if, just for fun, because you were the first volunteer, and you've been here before, so I can play with you a little bit more. So just for fun, as a practice, never, ever, ever, ever say this to your client, ever. This is just for you to practice. When you're practicing these, just the command, try this. So Harry, say, so everybody else listen to what happens in Harry's command. So Harry, let me hear the command again, hire me.
Hire me.
Okay, good. Now one more time. How about like this? Say, hire me, damn it.
Hire me, damn it.
Okay. One more time, because I want to, somebody laughed over the top of you. One more time.
Hire me, damn it.
Okay, good. Now, one more time without the damn it.
Hire me.
Good. Now, the whole sentence with that in the middle.
There's never a better time like the start of a new year to hire me so we can sell your property as soon as possible.
Ta-da! Just like that. So everybody else, did you hear the evolution of how the command kept getting stronger and stronger and cleaner? And what I heard in that last one was, Mr. Seller, there's no better time like the beginning of a new year to hire me to get your home sold. Did you hear how clean and clear that was? What happens is when that embedded command is distinguished and set apart like Harry just did, now I'm left with the subconscious suggestion, hire me. Harry, bravo, just exactly like that.
Thank you.
Bravo. Anybody else have one? Let's do one or two more. I'd like to hear a few more people
hey Joel,
in the delivery.
This is Mike.
Yes.
Hey,
Mike.
LA. Hey, Joel. How you doing? So, Joel, please feel free to send me referrals, and I will make sure I take great care of them.
Okay, really, really good. Nice, clean downswing. I trust everybody heard that. Did you hear that? Send me referrals. There was no question. I didn't hear, send me referrals. I heard, send me referrals. What I didn't hear was the pause before. It was so quick. Hey, Joel, please feel free to send me referrals. Please feel free to send me referrals.
Got it.
I will take really good care of them. So when you practice, practice way over the top. Make the pauses way too big. Make the embedded, make the downswings way too heavy. So one more time with a gigantic pause.
Good. Joel, please feel free to send me referrals, and I will make sure I take great care of them.
Much better. Much, much, much better. In this one, I heard a little send me referrals, a little pitch. So remember, the command itself should sound like you're walking down a flight of stairs. Send me referrals.
Got it.
Call my office, right? So down, 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 down. Awesome. Good job. Good job, Mike. Anybody else? Questions, comments, examples? Let's hear one more. Yes.
I have one I'd like to share, please.
Please.
I'd
and,
like to
and
say,
tell everybody who this is, because maybe they'll send you a referral. You never know.
Okay. This is Danette Ernest in Arizona.
Awesome.
Mr. and Mrs. Biker, I know that making a great decision is important to you, and when you take my advice, you will be living in a great home that you and your family will soon enjoy.
Okay, good. I heard, take my advice versus take my advice, damn it, but without the damn it.
All right. Take my advice I know that you're making a great that making a great decision is important to you, and when you take my advice, you will be living in a great home soon.
Okay, good. One other suggestion for all of you is when you write these sentences, when you practice these, write the sentences as short as possible. Because when you're in the real conversation, you'll naturally fill in Mr. and Mrs. Seller, blah, 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 blah. You have a beautiful home. All that stuff you already know how to do. So when you're practicing these, practice them as short as possible. So again, for this example, just start on when. Right? When you take my advice. Right? Short, short, short.
Okay.
Bravo. Really good. Really good, really good. Anybody else? Let's do one more. And then I have another technique for you.
Hey, Joel, this is John.
Hey, John.
Hey, are you ready?
Lay it on me.
Okay. When you feel that we price the home... I'm sorry, hang on a second. When you feel that we price your home competitively, it will cause us to generate multiple offers.
Okay. So because I'm the teacher, I heard the command, price your home competitively. What I didn't hear was I didn't hear the command was marked, meaning I didn't hear any embedding. So one more time, big pause before, big pause after, and deliver the command like you mean it, like you're trying to get your kids to clean their room.
Okay. When we price your home competitively, it will cause us to generate multiple offers.
Now that was a million times better.
Good.
So everybody else, could you hear the difference? The first time he said, so forgive me, I'm not teasing you. I'm just exaggerating a little bit for the rest of the group. So the first time I heard, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, when we price your home competitively, we'll get it sold for top dollar. And what I heard the second time was, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, when we price your home competitively, we'll get it sold for top dollar. You feel the difference in those two? The key here is the pause before, pause after, and then deliver the command with a heavy, confident downswing, because that's what allows the subconscious to pick it up. Good job.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you for those examples. I hope hearing you do those live is helpful for me. I hope it's helpful for you. Questions, comments, anything before we jump into our next? We have one more technique today. All right. So one of the tools that we're going to use that's going to help the embedded command process is the next technique is called a modal operator. So a modal operator actually is a mode of operating. So they're optional, yet they're helpful, and they make things much stronger. They're typically used immediately prior to an embedded command, and they do a couple of things. They make the command a little stronger and more effective. And they set up the mode of operating. So this modulates our experience in really important ways. So consider that the mode of operating is the difference between I want to look out the window, I have to look out the window, I can look out the window, I choose to look out the window. Right? The object is the same, look out the window. Yet the mode of operation sets up the context. So modal operator keywords are things like must, should, have, need to, want to, have to, ought to. So these do a couple of things. They clarify the mode, which makes it cleaner for the listener. And they also help set up a listening space. So if I say, you know, it's really critical that we must reduce the price in order to get the house sold. So notice just when I say, you know, we should, we must, we have to, I'm creating a space where the subconscious is saying, I must what? I have to what? So it creates an opening in the listening. And also by the grammar of the modal operators, it forces you to have the embedded command in the proper tense. I can't say, you know, we must signing the contract, right? That doesn't work. So we must sign the contract in order to get the process started. All right, so a few examples with both a modal operator and an embedded command. I'm just going to rip through these real fast, and then we'll practice and role play. Most people decide to buy now because we know real estate's a great long-term investment. The sooner you buy, the more you profit. Next one says, if you intend to make a difference in the world for your clients, you want to sign up for the truth about sales over and over again, like Harry, until you master this material and become fluent in these tools. Number three says, if you wish to sell this home, let's get it professionally cleaned and staged. We'll shoot some virtual tours and pro photos, etc. Next one is self-talk. You speaking to yourself, me speaking to myself. I know that I ought to lead, generate every day for new business if I want to achieve my goals. So notice the modal operator is setting up the mode in which I'm operating, and it helps set up the embedded command to be a little more autonomous, a little cleaner, a little stronger, a little more powerful.
Joel?
All right, questions, yes.
I have a little confusion because it looks to
Please.
Me like that modal operator is really like an embedded command. It's just that it will be not have, we will not give any kind of emphasis when we say it. Is that what I'm understanding?
You don't need a big emphasis on the modal operator. You know, most people decide to buy real estate because it's the most secure investment we know. So I don't need to say most people decide to invest in real estate because it's the best investment we know. I just say, you know, most people decide to invest in real estate because. So the modal operator doesn't need any, it's called analogical marking is what we're doing to the embedded command. Pause before, pause after, downswing, volume up, volume down. Change the speed, right? That's called analogical marking. That's so the subconscious mind can hear it. Well, we do not need to do any of that for the modal operator. Did that help or confuse you more?
Kind of both. Because I still understand it when like the first one, most people decide to buy now. I understand what you're saying about the markers. I guess in my mind's eye right now, I'm having trouble understanding I would want to probably put the emphasis on both of those because I'm looking at them both as an embedded command.
Well,
and they're not.
They're not. So one is a helper and one is the command. So me personally, if I'm looking at this graphically, I sort of consider the modal operator like a little ramp, like it's a little spoon up to the command, and the command itself is the event. So it's just a helper, it's a booster. That's kind of how I look at it. And they're optional, right? You don't have to use them, and I think it's a powerful context to set up the mode of operating, right? If you're committed to move to Hawaii, then we must sell this house in order for you to have the money to buy one over there. Right? I want to set up the, you know, you must versus when you sell this house, you'll be able to move to Hawaii. Now, if I use a modal operator, I can say, you already know that you must sell this house in order to move to Hawaii.
Okay. I just need a little practice, that's all.
Yeah. Well, I totally admit that. You know, you didn't learn a bunch of new words in Japanese. You didn't learn new language. You're just learning new structure of the language that we already know. And so you've been practicing for 30, 40, 50 years, however old you are, this many years of doing it another way, and now you're hearing language kind of being mixed up and delivered in a new style. So this will take a bit of practice. This is going to feel unnatural in the beginning. And the goal is that you practice, practice, practice until you create a new habit such that, you know, like all things, I don't believe in this course that you're going to learn or write or create a magic script that's going to get you every signature. I don't believe that to be true. What I do believe to be true is that you practice, practice, practice this, and you will build these habits such that when you speak to people, you will speak inside the structure of these new habits. So when you're talking to your clients, you'll start to say things like, well, naturally, I mean, you already realize that we must sign the contract in order for me to get my team started. And as soon as you hire me, I'll get the stagers here, I'll get the house cleaner, the stagers, the photographer, and if you want, we'll get your house on the market by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I mean, that's the kind of performance you want, right? So none of that is scripted. I'm just speaking, moving the client towards what the client wants, using the tools that we've studied so far, a little presupposition, some embedded commands, some tie-down questions. That's it. And the goal is that you just speak in the structure of these tools and these techniques and these habits. That's the most effective way to get the sale. Awesome. So we have just a couple of minutes left. I have a trick or two up my sleeve I'll share with you, but I want to do questions first. Questions, comments, anything. All right. So I just want to say one other thing really briefly about, where'd my notes go, about the embedded command. So we started this by saying the embedded command has to be in the affirmative, right? Speak your intention. Speak about that which you do want. So what happens when you frame one of these in the negative? Well, as long as your intention is the absolute value, it still gets delivered. So listen to this for example. One of my favorite lines, I say this probably every listing presentation I say this. I say, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, whatever you do, don't take my advice. Instead, let's just look at the comparable sales and let's see what the buyers are buying and what the buyers are not buying. And that'll help us determine the right price to list your home such that it sells, right? So go back to the beginning of that. Mr. and Mrs. Seller, whatever you do, don't take my advice. Let's study the market instead. So what did I just do? I delivered the command, take my advice, and in a negative framework. Whatever you do, don't take my advice. Let's study the market instead. So what's the message that they're left with? Well, they're left with take my advice, even though I delivered it in a negative. So when there's a command that's difficult to digest, take my advice, do what I say, those are hard to swallow. So if need be, those work really well delivered inside a negative frame. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you are under no obligation at all to do what I say. But we should probably listen to what the buyers are telling us, right? Good. And what are the buyers telling us by not making offers on yours but buying other houses? So I'm kind of slipping in the do what I say, take my advice. I'm kind of slipping those in wrapped in a negative. All right, one quick thing. On your home play, again, again, my strongest recommendation, if you want to be Bruce Lee, is you got to practice and get sweaty, is that you write these out every morning. So as we're learning these new techniques, please feel free to mix them together. So this week, every sentence that you're going to write to practice is going to have an embedded command in it. That's it. That's the homework. That's the play. And put some modal operators in some. And if you want a little exercise, put some presuppositions in there too, right? We did those last week. So you could certainly say things like, naturally, as soon as you sign the contract, my whole team is going to jump into action. That's what you want, right? So what was that? A presupposition, naturally. When you, that's a modal operator, sign the contract, embedded command, my whole team's going to jump into action. That's what you want, right? Tie down question. So when you practice these, start massaging the other tools and techniques in there such that you learn these kind of in a fluid mix. All right, and we are top of the hour. So as usual, thank you for being here. Thanks for promoting this work. And if I can do a quick shameless plug, I'm launching a new group next Thursday. So I really, really appreciate, I can't tell you how much, any plugs and shares that you can share with the people around you, salespeople in your life, your teammates, anybody else who wants to come to you think would benefit from this training, please spread the word about the truth about sales. Thank you, thank you. And that's it. You guys have an awesome week, and I'll talk to you next week for more good stuff. Are unmuted. All right, everybody. Thank you, thank you. Have a good week. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.